And they're all moving to this central system, this fully connected system. All of them except one. Can you guess which one? It's the system which underpins all these other systems. It's the system by which we organize and exercise power. And there I'm talking about politics. Because in politics, we're back to this system, this top-down hierarchy. And how is it possible that the volume of information can be processed that needs to in this system? Well, it just can't. That's it. And I think this is largely what's behind the crisis of legitimacy in our different governments right now. So I've told you a bit about what I did to try and drag Parliament kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And I'm just going to give you a couple of examples of what a few other people I know are doing. So this is a guy called Seb Bacon. He's a computer programmer. And he built a site called Alivitelli. And what it is, it's a freedom of information platform. It's open source with documentation. And it allows you to make a freedom of information request to ask your public body a question. So it takes all the hassle out of it. And I can tell you that there is a lot of hassle making these requests. So it takes all of that hassle out, and you just type in your question, for example, how many police officers have a criminal record? It zooms it off to the appropriate person. It tells you when the time limit is coming to an end. It keeps track of all the correspondence. It posts it up there, and it becomes an archive of public knowledge. So that's open source, and it can be used in any country where there is some kind of freedom of information law. So there's a list there of the different countries that have it, and then there's a few more coming on board. So if any of you out there like the sound of that and have a law like that in your country, I know that Seb would love to hear from you about collaborating and getting that into your country.